Yes, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lewis Thomas, LEWISTHOMAS, date of birth 12/17/1951, date of appointment 4/28/2025, requesting physician Joseph DiMaria, JOSEPHDIMARIA. Dear Dr. DiMaria, I have the pleasure of seeing Lewis Thomas today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 73-year-old, right-handed African-American man who had two strokes, one on the right side, one on the left side. He still has a left upper extremity residual weakness. He has a history of seizure when he was a child. Patient does not remember that he was on any medication, but he was wetting his bed. Presently, he started wetting his bed again. As per the patient, he probably having seizure, but there is no tongue biting. And nobody witnessed any seizure. Past medical history. Stroke, unspecified pain, hypertension, substance abuse, insomnia, atrial fibrillation, pneumonia, history of respiratory failure, dysphagia, ruptured renal cyst, past surgical history, none, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Tylenol, amlodipine, apixaban, 5 mg, 2 times daily, atorvastatin, 80 mg daily, lisinopril, melatonin, vitamin D. Social history, does not smoke cigarette. He used to smoke cigarette, but not anymore. Does not drink alcohol. He used to use marijuana. He used to use cocaine and opiate. Family history, non-contributory review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having incontinence of urine during sleeping. And he has a left upper extremity weakness. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented time 3, no aphasia, no dysarthria. pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulders are normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator. There is a left upper extremity pronator drift present, spasticity of the left upper extremity present, motor system examination strength 5/5 except left upper extremity, 3/4/5 deep tender reflexes, 2/4 on the right side, 3/4 in the left side, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 73-year-old right-handed African-American man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, rule out epilepsy. Number two, stroke with left upper extremity weakness. Next paragraph, his history is not strongly suggestive of seizure, but I will order the EEG. If EEG will be abnormal, then he need medication. If EEG is normal, then he needs some medication for sleep. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office for as needed basis.